This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This is one of my favorite shows that we do on Atlanta Living. It's with Craig Torres with Hop City, and we play a little wine games with you, and we talk about wine and beer, but today is just wine.
Well, I know it's the middle of the beginning of football season, and it's hard to think about playing games that aren't related to the pigskin. That said, we are indeed playing the wine game, where we're going to figure out what kind of wine makes the most sense for your palate.
Because you are my wine Jedi. But we're bringing in food because you have expanded.
We have. So over the past couple years, you know, 2.5 years ago, we opened our first restaurant up in Alpharetta, up at Avalon,
yes,
called Barley Garden. And people really seem to dig it. And I'm super grateful. So just a couple months ago, we opened our second restaurant. This one's called Boxcar. And it is over in the West End, which we're so excited about that neighborhood. Right on the Beltline. So everyone talks about the East Side Beltline. And sure, mm-hmm, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Krog Market, you know, we have a spot there. But I think all the cool kids are hanging out over on the West Side Beltline.
I'm over on the West Side, so I'm talking about the West Side. Well, if I had not spent the whole break talking to Monica Matthews.
We love Monica.
We love Monica.
I love you now.
I would be eating the food, but since I was talking to Monica, we'll have to eat that food in the next break. But how we play the wine game is you call in and you tell us how you take your coffee or tea, and then Craig will tell you the perfect bottle of wine for you. So I want you to get on the phone lines at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And these phone lines fill up quick, so jump on the lines quickly. If you're going to the grocery store, your wine store, and you're buying that same bottle of wine every week or month, and you're just tired of it, step out of the box and try something different. And we're going to talk to you about this new wine that we're trying now. But while Crystal lines up some calls for us, let's put Monica on the hot seat and type her wine.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready, Monica.
What you need?
How do you take your coffee or tea?
Okay. So more cream than sugar. So probably 3 creams in tea and coffee.
Wow.
And 1 stevia.
Got it. So you're heavy, heavy cream, but do you want to taste your coffee in that?
I do.
Okay. No, what I mean
I
is,
do
you get like a...
I love a strong coffee.
I thought so.
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. I do have an idea of what you like.
Okay.
So you like really, when it comes to wine, you need something big and bold in the middle.
Okay, yes. Okay?
But it has to finish relatively smooth and easy.
Okay.
So something like a Grenache makes a lot of sense,
okay,
or Garnacha, depending on what country you're buying it from.
Okay.
That's really, for me, that's going to be your happy place.
Okay.
Because it tends to be real deep and red and almost inky in the middle,
okay,
but it finishes so light and easy. That's that cream talking, if
okay,
you will. So if I'm going to recommend something from that, maybe there's actually a really fun Tuscan, this is actually not Grenache, but it's going to be Sangiovese. This is going to be something very similar to that.
Okay.
Brusco Sangiovese. It's a Tuscan Sangiovese, $15.99. It's not expensive.
Okay.
That's your happy place.
I like it. Not expensive is my real happy place.
Oh, I get it. Well, wine, the cool thing, I mean, so we've been programmed in this country for a long time to think, oh, I got to spend $80 to get a nice bottle
right
of wine. That is simply
right,
isn't true. There's a ton of really great value under $25.
Okay.
And that tends to be where I recommend things.
I love it. What am I drinking right now? What is this?
So what we're drinking now, and I guess we can go ahead,
go ahead
and jump right on into that.
Yeah.
So I've been, over the past couple of years, I've been espousing the virtues of Petulant Natural, which is a really fancy way of saying natural wine, or pet nats. And pet nats are, the easiest way to describe those would be an open tank fermentation wine. So much like you would make a Saison on the beer side, you literally open up the tops of your fermenters and you let whatever yeast happens to float around.
So really, you're not keeping it so sterile.
Right.
And you're just letting whatever happen.
That's correct. So the history of fermented beverages, when you think about how fermented beverages became a thing, I mean, that's really how they all got started, right? Somebody in Egypt or Mesopotamia, or depending on who you believe, one day left some spent grain outside their hovel, and the next day they started drinking it for I don't know why, it was a dare or something. But they had a fun effect. It tasted great. And we've been kind of refining that process ever since. So this is really a, kind of an old school way to make wine. But what you're doing is you're picking out the grapes that make the most sense for what you're trying to get to. And ideally, you want to live in some place like France where the yeast just happens to be perfect for making open tank wines. So this is a Provence open tank fermentation. So it's middle wine country. Really fun little bugs get into the wine. They ferment out this beautiful, slightly hazy rosé.
It is hazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
A little bit. And it's really not expensive. It's an $18.99 rosé, but a Pet Nat rosé. In fact, it's called Pet Nat rosé, called St. Cyr, C-Y-R. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. And it pairs with almost anything breakfast. So think about it this way. If you were trying to do a mimosa, but you wanted to do something, and it's got a little bit of a tickle to it too, a little bit of bubble. It's not by any, it's not a sparkling wine, but it's just got a tiny bit of carbonation to it. It's a beautiful alternative to a mimosa.
Right. You don't have to add the champagne, but it's already got a little bit of that bubbly feel on in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Mouthfeel.
It's got a hair of citrus, almost like orange zest, not so much the orange inside. It's a lovely, lovely bottle of wine for not very much money.
And that's going to go great with what Brian Carson has cooked up for us from Boxcar.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm super lucky that I get to hang out with some of the coolest friends in the entire world. One of those friends is Brian Carson. He is our chef at Boxcar over there in the West End.
And so I'm twice removed from you, so that makes great that I can share in your culinary creations. And
absolutely.
What have you brought for us today?
So we started a new brunch program over there at Boxcar. So we brought today is a corned beef hash that we've made all in-house. It's actually brewed in a dark amber beer, or braised in it, sorry, with little fingerling potatoes and peppers and onions. And we have I have biscuits and gravy, which we make all in-house fresh on Sunday mornings. And then we have a wonderful thing that we call the griddle cake sandwich.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's basically house-made sausage, cheese, two pancakes, and an egg on top. It's quite delicious.
Oh, I can't wait to the break so we can jump into that. But right now, let's jump in and help someone find that perfect wine for them. Okay, we're going to speak with Steve in Duluth. Steve, you're on WSB. How are you today? Let's see. I think these are supposed to be up. There we go.
Oh, hey, Steve. There you are. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay. How do you take your coffee or tea?
I do two creamer and two packages of natural sugar.
Nice.
Turbinado.
Very cool. So you also tend to like things a little bolder. How do you take your roast on your bean?
Like it depends on my mood. I've had coffee that's been non-roasted, which gave me the biggest caffeine buzz I've ever had in my life.
Absolutely, it does.
Green.
I'm usually a medium roast guy because too dark roast is a little too bitter for me. I like it kind of medium, but I like it to actually match whatever food I'm eating as well.
Nice. So I would actually take a real safe, I would describe it as a layup on my answer to you. So again, you want a little bit of body in your coffee. You definitely want to taste it though, or in your wine, I'm sorry. But like a Malbec would be the perfect choice for you. A good Argentinian Malbec is just going to be your happy place.
So absolutely.
Good. Man, I got it right.
I've never seen you get one wrong,
well,
Craig.
So Tapiz Malbec is one of my favorites. It's, again, Argentinian, under $20, $17.99. But it's relatively, for its style group, it's a little on the heavier side. And I think that's really going to work for you. It still finishes, I describe it as if Cab went to finishing school. That's what Malbec ends up tasting like. So that's kind of what you want in your wine.
Is it better from higher elevation or lower elevation, or does that matter?
I think that's an argument for a wine nerd. I prefer a higher elevation Argentinian grape. That said, I don't know if there's necessarily a right or wrong answer. Malbec as a grape is actually a French grape. They just stopped growing it in France for a variety of reasons, disease being one of them back in the 1800s, early 1900s. So it just happened to work really well for the climate of Argentina. So Malbec historically is not necessarily married to high elevation. It just, in Argentina, it works really well that way.
I had one more question as well. I tasted a wine, the Spanish consulate here in Atlanta did a wine tasting at the Biltmore Ballroom about 5 years ago. I had a grape from Spain called a Rioja.
Absolutely.
And the medium body Rioja, to me, was about as close to a Malbec as I've ever had from Spain. I was just curious what your thoughts are there.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't agree more. It's basically the one of the top five most used grapes in Spain, and it's just a really nice, again, medium to full-bodied wine. They also see them. They see a lot of oak there in Spain, but you can get unaged, medium-aged, and sort of long-term aged Riojas, all of which drink in for a variety of different reasons, amazingly. So, good choice.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Sounds like we need to have you on the show helping us out with our gurus on wine. Thank you so much for joining us on WSB in Atlanta Living, Steve. Call us again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. And folks, if you want to join us and have your wine type done, call us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Craig Torres with Hop City and Brian Carson from Boxcar, and we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm sorry I have my mouth full of food, but it's really good. From Boxcar, Brian Carson, Monica Matthews is laughing because we're just eating and chatting and drinking this wonderful wine. And that's what we do in Atlanta Living. And I know it's really rude to talk with your mouth full.
Not as long as you're enjoying it, though.
Yes, okay.
This is amazing, Belinda. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're welcome. That's
Girl,
what we do in Atlanta Living.
I need to come hang out with you and your guests more often.
You're welcome. The door is always open.
Only the cool guests. That's right. All
Hello?
I'm saying.
Yes. Okay. What we just had, that... Okay, what... It's the...
Griddle cake sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
I started to call it the McGriddle, and I knew you were going to smack me.
Nope. Yeah, we don't need the... We don't need the team of lawyers coming down from the Ronald McDonald House.
We do not call it that, just so
I'm
clear.
I knew.
Not at all.
So, Brian, tell me a little bit how you came up with these menu items.
Well, a lot of it's just, I cook a lot, very much so in the way of what I like to eat. So, some of these things we've kind of looked back and reworked, you know, I love corned beef or pastrami, something of that nature. I like very savory breakfast. I'm not a pancakes kind of guy. I'm more of, I want it to be salty. I want it to be crunchy.
But let me tell you, Brian, I don't really care for corned beef, and this is delicious.
Well, I'm glad you
did. I didn't like the way my mother made corned beef.
Did she make the stuff in the can like my mother
no,
did?
No. She did it, you know, her homemade recipe, but I didn't care for it that way. It was a little chewy, but this is just melt in your mouth.
Did she make it in a pressure cooker?
Of course.
Okay, my dad too.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I just braise it really slow. We actually let it go overnight at about 225 degrees so that you just get that melt in your mouth, pulls apart. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all that fat and brisket helps too.
To die for.
A little bit of stout doesn't hurt either.
No, not at all.
No. That was not in her recipe.
Right.
If it was, you might have liked it a little more.
Exactly.
You know, in high school.
But outside of that, basically, like I said, I like to cook the way that I like to eat. And if I'm going to eat breakfast, which is a meal I don't eat a lot, but when I do, I want it to be really powerhouse flavor. So the griddle cake sandwich. Now she's got me saying it.
Right.
The griddle cake sandwich. Basically, we wanted something that's a breakfast sandwich, but not just an egg sandwich, right? So you've got a house-made sausage on there. We make the pancakes fresh Sunday morning. Put those things together, a little fontina cheese, the egg, and then actually we usually have a little hot sauce and maple syrup dipping sauce on the side.
Oh, that would be to die for. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm coming, and you will not leave hungry, and you will skip a meal after that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the size of your face.
It's the size of your face. Absolutely. The four of us have shared a portion of that.
Right.
So it's absolutely delicious. Okay, thank you for that, and... I know people are going to head to your location, and you want to tell people where you're located?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in West End. We're right there in the Lee and White development there. You've got Monday Night Garage right next to us. You've got Wild Heavens right next to us. But we're right there in the front. You can't miss us. It says Boxcar right in the building. We've got Hop City, which is our retail shop, right underneath it. If you need something to drink, we've got it.
Okay.
All right? And it goes well with everything we've got on food, too. So we've got a great brunch menu. We've got a great lunch menu. And we actually, our dinner menu itself, the menu of core is just Fantastic. We've got something for everybody.
It sounds like it. Can't wait to try it. Okay, we're getting close to the break, so if you want to have your wine type figured out by our guru, Craig Torres, by telling us how you take your tea or coffee, give us a call, 404-872-0750, and we'll find that perfect bottle of wine for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Okay, my favorite guest that I have on Atlanta Living is Craig Torres with Hop City. And we've known each other for almost
a decade.
A decade.
Back when you were in your 20s.
Exactly. I was just a mere child back then. But I would go into your shop. I was a customer before you were a guest on the show.
That's a true story. Yes, we used to. Actually, I remember helping you pick out 25 beers for a Christmas gift one year.
Yes.
And we kind of hit it off, and we've been friends ever since.
Absolutely. And so the friendship has grown, and now you're one of my favorite guests. And one of the most popular things we do on the show is where you type people for their wine. You said you worded it so eloquently.
Well, we all have a wine personality.
Yes.
And that's really my job, is to help you discover what that wine personality is.
Okay. And everybody has a distinct taste and palate, and everybody is different.
Right.
So and it's difficult when you buy a bottle of wine for a group. I mean, everybody has different likes and dislikes, and that gets tricky.
What I've found is a lot of times we associate what we think we like in wine or beer from an experience or a sort of a shared bonding with somebody else. So let's say you're at the beach and it's Jamaica, and you're having the time of your life. You're going to love Red Stripe the rest of your life, whether it's good, bad, or doesn't matter.
Because the memories.
It's you're associating it with something you did in your past. Man, I find that's really so true about your wine or your beer choices. And so I try to eliminate that by asking questions that have nothing at all to do with beer or wine. That's why I try to ask about coffee or tea, simply because we don't necessarily associate the two, even though there's so much commonality in terms of what your palate likes.
But it's so funny how people are different and take their coffee or tea, and they're so adamant about it. You know, like Monica Matthews, I take three creamers and one Splenda, and she was very specific, and that led her to getting her perfect wine. And that's what we're doing here with our callers that are online. And folks, if you would like to find your perfect wine, you can call us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Just like Colin in Smyrna has done. Colin, let's find that perfect bottle of wine for you. How do you take your coffee or tea?
I like mine with two vanilla creamers.
Oh, fantastic. And in terms of roast, where do you tend to go to? Light roast, medium roast, dark roast?
The dark roast.
Nice. That's fun. So you'd be a really easy guy to pick out a beer for. Something in the sort of vanilla stout world would be really a happy place for you. But on the wine side, there's something, and I wouldn't normally necessarily give you this recommendation if it wasn't 980 degrees outside, because I'm scared to give you something that's a little too heavy on a day like today. But there's a really fun category of wine that I want you to try that's going to work really well for your palate. Do you happen to like fruit, specifically raspberries?
I do.
I thought so. So there's a wine from a wine company called Di Marie. It's a small Italian producer from the Piedmont, and he makes a wine called the Berbette. I'm sorry, I always get that wrong. Berbette. And it's reminds me a lot of raspberry sherbet. $14.99, so again, not expensive. It's got a little bit of that carbonation to it, but it presents, for somebody who likes vanilla in their coffee, you're going to really enjoy this wine, particularly as it relates to raspberries in your wine. No raspberries in it,
great.
Mind you, it presents that way.
How would you spell Berbette?
B-I-R-B-E-T, which is why it was screwed up, because it looks like it should be Berbet, but
right.
It's not, it's Berbette.
Okay, Colin, well, go shopping.
All right, thanks. Hey,
all
guys,
right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Well, we have some beer that we're going to be talking about for tailgating right after we take these two calls, Sandy and Rob. So hang on the line for us, you two, because it is, like you said, it's 98 degrees. It's really not 98. It's 91, but it feels like that. So let's talk to Sandy in Acworth. Sandy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. How do you take your coffee or tea?
Well, my coffee, I drink black, and my tea, typically, if I order it out, it's half sweet, half unsweet.
Okay, cool. So when you say black coffee, is that more of a Starbucks black coffee, or is that more of a
Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts black coffee, yeah, exactly. There's two different answers.
Probably a Dunkin' Donuts black coffee.
Cool.
Normal black.
Nice. The reason I ask is that they tend to roast their beans really, really heavily at Starbucks, and you tend to get a little bit more of a burnt category. Not to say, not implying they do it wrong as much as you do. They present very differently.
Right.
Where Dunkin' Donuts tends to be a little bit softer and rounder. That tells me you're really more of a Syrah gal. So when you're drinking a red wine, I don't know if you've had much in the way of the Syrah or a Petite Syrah, two different grapes, but
yes, I like the Syrahs.
Nice. Well, that's kind of where I want you to drink. I think that's a really happy place to be. Bonnie Doon makes a really nice Syrah. It's a California Syrah, Central Coast, and $19.99, so under $20. Again, you keep seeing a pattern here. I like to recommend wine under $20.
Okay.
That would be a really great place to be for you. It's soft and round, but it still has that big tannic part of it that's going to make you happy.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
All right, Sandy. Thanks for holding, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, remember, beer is coming your way after Rob's call here. Rob, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, Belinda. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, sweetheart. How do you take your coffee or tea?
All right, so medium.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Medium roast coffee. Sugar in the raw. Creamer and a little bit of caramel creamer, too.
Okay, I think he's in a cave, but sugar in the raw.
Sugar in the raw, a little bit of Splenda. So you definitely like the sweetness when it comes to coffee.
Yes, definitely.
Got it. Very cool. So you definitely want something a little more on the fruit-forward side, and I can actually recommend for your palate either a white or a red. Do you want where are you feeling like drinking?
I like them a little low. I like them all back, so I like all of those. I'm not a fan of the white wines, personally.
Cool. And I can see that. Malbec would be probably on the edge of what I'd recommend. I would actually probably keep you closer to a Zinfandel, though. Have you done much in the Zinfandel world? Or the GSM, or which is short for Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre. But a GSM blend is a classic French blend that would totally work for you. And there are some great ones. Tablisse comes to mind. There, it's a California GSM, so it's not a French GSM. Phenomenal. It's $26.99. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's spectacular, and it's perfect for the guy who likes a lot of sugar in his coffee.
So it's a GSM, you're going to call it.
Yeah, that's short. Like I said, it's short for Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre. But if you look and if you ask your wine steward, or if you go to Hop City and ask for a GSM blend, a GSM, that's what they're going to get you. And that's a.
And what brand did you recommend?
Well, the one I really like is Tablisse. It looks like tables on the label, so T-A-B-L-E-S, but it's pronounced Tablisse, you know, because, you know, California, you got to pronounce something funny. Anyway, Tablisse or tables would be the perfect GSM blend for you.
Well, I am going to check it out. Thanks for the information. And Belinda, longtime listener, you've been around. I love it. So
thank you,
listen
Rob.
When I can.
Hugs and kisses.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You know, did you just recommend a Zinfandel to him?
Yeah.
I've never heard you recommend a Zinfandel in the whole time we've been together.
So somebody who loves a lot of residual sugar in their wines, not to say every Zinfandel has that by any stretch of the imagination, but, and I love a good old sort of, you know, I love a Zinfandel if it's made properly.
Out of the box.
I'm not talking about a white Zinfandel. I'm talking about a really nice red Zinfandel, old root, you know, sort of old vine Zinfandel. Totally in favor of that.
Okay.
But they tend to have a little bit extra residual sugar, which makes sense for somebody who takes black coffee with lots and lots and lots of sugar.
Okay. All right.
That's why I recommend it.
All right. Just wondering, because I'd never heard you mention
yeah, no,
that
there's
ever.
No, there is zero stigma around a great Zinfandel.
Okay, I got a little tight-chested. All right, so we've got a few minutes left, and it's football season. I was at the Georgia game yesterday. It was an awesome experience. It was extremely hot. There was a lot of beer consumed by a lot of people, not myself. But do you have some beer recommendations for us in tailgating season?
Absolutely. So you already, if you've gone shopping for beer in the past 3 years, you know almost every single beer, certainly everything made in Georgia, but really almost everywhere in the country has migrated to the can, to the point where we're actually seeing Belgian beers that historically, you know, a Belgian brewer.
That?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. One, we're all trying to be a little bit more environmentally conscious. Glass is recycled at about 50% rate.
Okay.
Aluminum cans are recycled at closer to 90 or 95%. But really, the main reason is it's so much less expensive to ship that. Because when you think of the shape of a can relative to the shape of a bottle,
right,
you can fit so much more product onto a pallet. You can fit more pallets into a truck. And so shipping, getting beer from point A to point B is maybe the hidden cost that you don't associate with drinking a beer. When you're at a tailgate, you're not thinking about how that beer got to you.
No.
But the truth is that matters a lot because that's a lot of what that beer is priced out at. But the cool thing, my favorite beer I'm drinking right now in tailgate season is from an old school brewer in Belgium, St. Bernardus. You're familiar, they're actually it's not officially a Trappist brewery, but it is indeed a monk-owned, monk-operated brewery. And so they are, and it is, it's been around a long, long time, obviously. But they've just recently started releasing their wit beer in cans. And I'm a sucker for a wit beer on a hot day. A little bit of orange peel or lemon peel.
I'm a sucker for a monk beer.
Well, and there's a monk on the label, right? So it's a Belgian-style wit beer, a little bit of coriander, a little bit of orange peel in a can, and it's affordable. So it used to be a $16, $17 four-pack. They are now coming six packs in cans at $12.
Okay.
So it's an affordable monk-made beer in a can that actually looks like it's appropriate and tastes appropriate for tailgating.
Okay.
But it's the old, if you've been around a long time drinking beer like I have, Celsius White was an early sort of entree into craft beer in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought the recipe from Pierre Celsius, who was a Belgian guy, but he actually made his beer in Texas. Neither here nor there. This is the Celsius White recipe made by monks in Belgium in a can.
So is that going to go with everything at our tailgate party?
Yeah, in my cooler it is, at least.
okay.
You know, and there's obviously, if you're obviously a Georgia football fan, you're familiar with like Classic City Lager, which
sure.
is now being made Creature Comforts. It's their flagship lager, I guess,
mm-hmm.
like a tailgate beer. It's really well made for what it is. And obviously Arches on the south side of town
right.
makes a couple really, really nice lagers and a pilsner. Those are what I'm drinking for tailgate season.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to add that to our list of things for our tailgate party. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. Well, we've had an amazing show. I want to thank Jason, our board operator, Crystal, for screening our calls, Brian Carson from Boxcar, Craig Torres with Hop City, and Craig, we've had some amazing, I'm talking amazing food that maybe have turned me around on corned beef.
Well, that was the goal. So Boxcar is our newest place. A shameless plug, of course. We're over in the West End where Lee Street and White Street meet.
Okay.
So please come and see us over there. It's a fun. I'm so proud of that neighborhood. It
yeah.
is right on the Beltline. So if you eat too much, you can always take a walk
yeah.
afterward and maybe work off some of those calories. But Chef Brian Carson is out in the back making all of the amazing food. I know... I wasn't hungry because I already had brunch at Boxcar, but that said, I'm still hungry just from smelling the food this time.
Well,
it's working then.
Yeah, yes. Brian, so it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, we have everything. So our brunch program is really amazing. And, you know, one of the things we were kind of talking about in the break is that you can come right in and get, we've got plenty of seats. We've got plenty of room for you. We've got a little bit of something for everybody. And we try to continue that tradition along all of our menus. So especially for vegans or dietary restriction individuals, we have a ton of things for people like that because we want to be a good neighbor. And that's what we kind of talk about all the time is we're in the neighborhood. We want to be good neighbors. We got a ton of people over there that love what we're doing and we just want to keep on keeping on.
Okay. What is on the menu are you most proud of?
Oh, well, I mean, that's a very hard decision to make, but I will
What's your favorite child?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things I think that everyone is starting to notice for is the Vagabond. So it is our fried chicken sandwich. Comes with chicken thighs on it. They're breaded and fried. It's all gluten-free. If you want a gluten-free bun, we could do that. The bun is the only thing that has gluten in. The chicken is gluten-free. You can take that. It's got pimento cheese, pickles, house-made bacon jam on it. It's a hit. It's a big hit.
It's delicious.
It is. And then we have, you know, but on the other end of the spectrum, one of our other greatest things is our quinoa and avocado bowl.
So quinoa, I'm into bowls right now.
Right. So is everyone. And that's the thing, you know, we want to put everybody, you know, we want to bring something to the table for everybody. So if you want to go with that big chicken sandwich, you can. If you want to have a nice light, get out and go, you can do that as well.
All right. Craig Torres with Hop City, Brian Carson with Boxcar. Thank you two so much for joining us in the studio. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.